From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headline. Indonesian Vice President says ease of investment could attract Chinese investors. Indonesia hosts first ever ASEAN military drills. United Nations chief puts spotlight on movers, excludes United States, China at climate summit. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has said the Indonesian government is offering a number of conveniences of investors which will attract Chinese investors. He observed in Shanghai, China on Tuesday that the government in general has prepared a conducive investment climate. Regulations have been simplified and harmonized through the job creation law. According to him, Chinese Premier Li Qiang has asked Chinese entrepreneurs to invest in Indonesia's halal industry. He further said the Investment Ministry or Investment Coordinating Board or BKPM is ready to provide facilities for potential investors who show a strong commitment to invest in Indonesia. Militaries from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations began their first ever joint exercises on Tuesday in Indonesia, with a Myanmar representative present despite the bloc's ban on its junta leaders. ASEAN countries have participated in multinational defense drills before, but these are the first featuring just the bloc, which is battling perceptions of irrelevance on major regional issues such as the turmoil in Myanmar and disputes in the South China Sea. Next, we have Indonesian Food and Drug Supervisory Agency, or BPOM, which is seeking to increase its pharmacovigilance or drug safety monitoring capacity via risk management plans. The head of the agency, Penny Kalukito, informed in a statement released on Tuesday, in accordance with the regulation, one of the pharmacovigilance implementation stages is regulating the risk management plans of the pharmaceutical industry as part of the pre-market supervision. Lukito explained that the risk management plans is a document that is designed to identify, determine characteristics, and prevent or minimize the risks of drugs before they are distributed. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency, or BP2MI, that has said placements in the manufacturing and fishery sectors are dominating a program for placing Indonesian migrant workers in South Korea under a government-to-government scheme. The agency principal secretary, Rinardi, informed in a statement released in Jakarta on Tuesday The increase of Indonesian migrant workers' placement is in line with the government's efforts to be fully present in supporting their placement abroad. Rinardi said, working abroad is covered by Article 27, Paragraph 2 of the Constitution, which guarantees the right to decent work. Meanwhile, the head of the agency, Benny Ramdhani, appealed to the public to follow the official channels to work abroad. Now we move to the international news. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday will gather heads of state and business leaders that he has identified as taking stronger action on climate change force meeting aimed at building momentum ahead of the COP28 climate summit. Missing from the list of 34 speakers representing countries at Guterres' Climate Ambition Summit are the world's biggest emitters, China and United States, as well as the United Arab Emirates, the hosts of the COP28 gathering in December. The summit will feature speeches from leaders who are responding to his call to accelerate global climate action, including Brazil, Canada, the European Union, Pakistan, South Africa, and Tuvalu. Gulf states and the United States said they welcome the diplomatic engagement with Iran and are seeking to stop any escalation in the region. A joint statement issued by the minister said, according to the joint statement, ministers welcome diplomatic engagement by Saudi Arabia and other GCC states with Iran to pursue regional de-escalation and emphasize the importance of adherence to international law, including the United Nations Charter, by states of the region. Ministers renewed their commitment to ensuring the freedom of navigation in the region and maritime security. We continue with the establishment of the Vietnam and U.S. Comprehensive Strategic Partnership for Peace, Cooperation, and Sustainable Development will open up a new period for the enhancement of bilateral relations across spheres, including cooperation between the two legislative bodies. Vietnam Prime Minister Nam Minh Chinh said at a meeting with leaders of the United States Senate Committee on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. During the meeting, part of his trip to the United States for the high-level week of the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly and bilateral activities, Prime Minister Chinh affirmed that Vietnam considers the United States a partner of strategic importance. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kami angkasa wanita. Here is today's commentary on downstreaming for higher SDG achievements. Abdul Pane. Indonesia's achievement on Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, is higher than the world average. This news was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, in a press briefing regarding the activities of the United Nations General Assembly session in New York on Monday, September 18. The Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, were adopted by the United Nations in 2015 as a universal call to end poverty, protect the planet, and ensure that by 2030, all people enjoy peace and prosperity. The 17 SDGs are integrated, recognizing that actions in one area will influence outcomes in other areas, and development must balance social, economic, and environmental sustainability. Data from the Indonesian National Development Planning Agency shows that 33% of the total 216 indicators of the SDGs Program Action Plan for the 2021-2024 period have been achieved. However, according to Retno Marsudi, the 2023 SDGs report issued by the UN shows that only 12% of SDGs targets globally are on track, while 50% of them have made slow progress and 30% have stagnated or experienced setbacks. In the Asia-Pacific region, SDGs achievement has only reached 14.4% from the supposed 50%. Previously, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in his speech at the Sustainable Development Goals Summit, said that the global SDGs achievement had only been 15%. Guterres emphasized that now is the time to take action if we want to achieve the SDGs by 2030. For this reason, according to Guterres, global rescue measures are needed, including through a stimulus worth $500 billion per year. Meanwhile, Retno Marsudi, in the Indonesia National Statement at the conference, said that the current global order does not provide equal opportunities for developing countries. As a result, it is difficult for them to achieve the SDGs implementation target in 2030. According to Retno Marsudi, the world must encourage the creation of a conducive environment for developing countries to grow and make development leaps. Retno Marsudi emphasized that the trade discrimination against certain countries, including developing countries, must be stopped. Developing countries must be given the opportunity to downstream industry. Indonesia's call is based on Indonesia's own experience, which experienced challenges in downstreaming nickel. The European Union, the United States, and even the IMF have criticized the nickel downstream policy. However, the Indonesian government is determined to continue this policy because downstreaming provides multiple benefits for the Indonesian people. Apart from enjoying the added value from downstream nickel exports, it also opens up wider employment opportunities. Now, the government plans to carry out downstream processing for other mining products. For Indonesia, downstreaming is the key to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, especially in the areas highlighted by the UN Secretary General for Special Attention, including design work and social protection. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with an event on September 20, 1946, when the Cannes Film Festival was held for the first time. The Cannes Festival is an annual film festival held in Cannes, France, which screens new films from all genres, including documentaries from around the world. First held on September 20, 1946, the festival is held annually at the Palais des Festivals at the Congrès. This festival is one of the three largest festivals in the world, together with the Venice Film Festival and the Berlin International Film Festival. Moving on to September 20, 2004, about the first direct election of the President and Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia. Since 2004, Indonesia has had a new mechanism for presidential elections. If previously the President was determined by the votes of the people's representatives in the People's Representative Council or People's Consultative Assembly, then in 2004, all Indonesian citizens who are entitled to vote could directly elect the President. In the first direct presidential election, the pair Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Yusuf Kalla were the winners for the 2004-2009 period. They went through two rounds of selection. In the second round, which took place on September 20, 2004, the couple received the most votes. We end today in history with September 20, 2019, about global climate change protests. Global Climate Strike is a movement that raises the issue of climate change. The movement organized demonstrations which took place on September 20 and 27 in various big cities in several countries, including Indonesia. This demonstration involved more than 7.6 million people, consisting of 6,000 rallies, 185 countries, 3,024 companies, 820 organizations, and about 8,000 websites. In Rome, the demonstration was estimated to be attended by around 200,000 people. The action in New York was led by a child, Greta Thunberg, a climate change activist from Sweden, who was also the initiator of the climate change demonstration. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
We'll be right back. cause you were all yellow. I drew a line, I drew a line for you. Oh, what a thing to do. And it was all yellow. Shall I scream? Myself try.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Energy cooperation in Southeast Asia with China keeps growing and rises positively amid global challenges. ASEAN, seen as a strategic partner for the development, is expected to bring a positive impact to the region's economy. This cooperation was strengthened with the first China-ASEAN Clean Energy Week in Hainan, China on Tuesday. China-ASEAN Clean Energy Week is a forum initiated by the National Energy Administration of China. Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources became the co-chair in the first meeting, which discussed energy transition and sustainable clean energy development, including policy issues, technical standards, and green funding. The integration was expected to encourage clean energy transition development in ASEAN China that has promising potential. Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Arif Indastri, representing Indonesian government, attended the event. In an opportunity, Indonesia offered the development of a supergrid. This idea was expected to suppress cross-island intermittent and increase clean energy-based interconnectivity. Minister Arifin said the supergrid will optimize the use of renewable energy and create a sustainable energy system across Indonesia. According to Arifin, the supergrid is inseparable from Indonesian geography as an archipelago that has potential renewable energy resources, namely more than 3,600 gigawatt. Some 4.7 gigawatt solar energy will be developed until 2030, while in long term, some 421 gigawatt or 60% of the total capacity will be developed by 2060. Besides the supergrid, Minister Arifin also affirmed the vital role of natural gas as part of clean energy transition acceleration. Natural gas use optimization keeps being implemented in some programs, such as integrated gas transmission and distribution development. The development of infrastructure facility, city gas, pipe network, and diesel to gas conversion at power plants. For this optimization, Minister Arifin invited China Gas Company to invest in Indonesia. In the China-ASEAN Clean Energy Week, Minister Arifin also used the opportunity for Indonesia to get a chance as mineral downstreaming hub and clean energy tech industry. Since geographically, Indonesia's location is very promising. Indonesia also has some great mineral resources such as nickel, bauxite, tin, lead, and smelter units. This will support the battery-based electric vehicle ecosystem development that is being pushed in Indonesia. Minister Arifin also said an equal and mutually beneficial collaboration with pilot country candidate is crucial in developing the downstream industry. Through China-ASEAN Clean Energy Week, regional cooperation on clean energy in China-ASEAN is expected to go stronger.
Living all alone, kinda forgot it's been that long since someone's gone. I've been trying to be a little bit strong.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If you are looking for a place to enjoy the sunrise and sunset in one location, then Embung Kledung, which is located in Central Java Province, is your destination. The natural panorama presented is truly extraordinary. The fresh air is combined with the beauty of Mount Sindoro and Sumbing before your eyes, which is decorated with a fairly large artificial lake. Many tourists compare this view to the view of Lake Kawaguchi with the backdrop of Mount Fuji in Japan. Embung itself means a reservoir or water reservoir, which was made by the community on former Chobeko land. This place was built to collect rainwater, which will supply water during the dry season. Initially, this reservoir was only used as a water reserve, but now the situation has changed with the arrangement of the Klodung Embung area as a tourist attraction and providing an area for camping. There are several activities you can do here. Besides camping, you can also see the sunrise and sunset and, of course, take photos with a stunning background. Moreover, the position of Embung is flanked by Mount Sumbing and Sindoro. Embung Kledung is indeed open 24 hours non-stop, but there are two types of opening hours, namely for regular tourism or non-camping and for camping. For tourists visit to Embung Kledung without camping, the opening hours are 5.30 to 1800 local time. Apart from that, the entrance ticket price for non-camping is also different and cheaper, namely only 7,000 rupiah or less than $1 per person. Embung Kledung is located on Jalan Raya Parakan Wonosobo, kilometer 12, Tlahap Village, Kledung Parakan District, Temanggung Regency, Central Java. The distance from the center of Temanggung Regency around 21 kilometers with a travel time of about 55 minutes with an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiah per person. You can also enjoy the various facilities here. Don't forget to bring warm clothes because the air will feel cold, especially at night until early morning. If you want to see the beauty of Mount Sindoro perfectly, come when the weather is clear. That's Indonesian wonder.
Bukan karena kita berpisah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Bandung, which means in Bandung. So, stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Berapa Lama, which means how long. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia and a museum guide at the Asia-Africa Conference Museum. Chris responded the explanation of the guide about the time period of the Asia-Africa Conference. Let's listen to the conversation.
Pada tahun 1955, di gedung ini diselenggarakan konferensi Asia-Afrika. Konferensi tersebut dihadiri pemimpin dari 29 negara.
Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan?
Selama 7 hari, dari tanggal 18 hingga 24 April.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Which means how long was the conference held? Berapa lama, which means how long. Konferensi itu, which means the conference. Diselenggarakan, which means to be held. Konferensi Asia Afrika, which means Asia Africa Conference. Dihadiri, which means to be attended. Pemimpin, which means leaders. 29 negara, which means 29 countries. Selama 7 hari, which means for 7 days. Tanggal 18 hingga 24 April. Tanggal 18 hingga 24 April, which means from April 18 to the 24th. In the conversation, you hear the question, berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan, which means how long was the conference held? In the question, there is a question word berapa lama, which means how long, which is used to ask about the time period of the conference. To ask about a time period, you can use the question word berapa lama, which means how long, followed by an activity. Such as, in this case, konferensi itu diselenggarakan, which means the conference was held. Let's listen to the other examples of using the question word berapa lama, which means how long, to ask about time period. Berapa lama kamu akan tinggal di sini? Berapa lama kamu akan tinggal di sini? which means how long will you stay here? Berapa lama perjalanan dari Bandung ke Jakarta? Berapa lama perjalanan dari Bandung ke Jakarta? Which means how long does it take from Bandung to Jakarta? The Asia-Africa Conference in 1955 was followed up by holding the Asia-Africa Summit. It was held in 2005 in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java, to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference. Meanwhile, the 2015 Asia-Africa Summit held in Jakarta and Bandung to coincide with the 60th anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pada tahun 1955, di gedung ini diselenggarakan Konferensi Asia Afrika. Konferensi tersebut dihadiri pemimpin dari 29 negara.
Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan?
Selama 7 hari, dari tanggal 18 hingga 24 April.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
As a fox, as strong as an ox, as fast as a hare, as brave as a bear, as free as a bird, as neat as a word, as quiet as a mouse, as big as a house. As mean as a wolf, as sharp as a tooth, as deep as a bite, as dark as the night, as sweet as a song, as right as a wrong, as long as a road, as ugly as a toad, as pretty as a picture hanging from a fixture, strong like a family, strong as I wanna be, bright as day, as light as plane, as hard as nails, as grand as a whale. As scary as the sea, as hot as fire, cold as ice, sweet as sugar and everything nice, as old as time, as straight as a line, as royal as a queen, as buzzed as a bee.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo.
Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Dongani Maau. The song Dongani Maau was composed by William S.T. Naibaho. The song has been popularized by Trio Alexis. The video clip for Dongani Maau by Trio Alexis has almost 3 million views on YouTube. The lyrics of the song are expressions to a beloved lover. He loves his lover more than himself. He also asks his lover to teach him how to make her happy and ask her to live together. Well, listener, here is the song Dongani Maau by Trio Alexis. Enjoy!
Aku doa,
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia. Email voi@voinews.id. Thank you.